This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On CNN's State of the Union, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Al Franken has finally spoken to the media for the first time since women started coming forward accusing him of inappropriate sexual contact.
Senator Al Franken said he was embarrassed and ashamed. He reached out to not only a local television station, but a paper and a radio station to give his ideas about what happened over the last few days, the allegations that he's facing. It was a wide-ranging interview. In fact, the one with Minnesota Public Radio lasted 18-plus minutes, and he talked very frankly just about the ideas, what's been surrounding him for the last few days, and about how he wants to build a trust back in the state so people feel good with him representing them.
Correspondent Ryan Young. They're the people who make decisions impacting your kids, and now a Maryland delegate is proposing a new way to evaluate how much we pay school board members.
We want to be able to attract the best people to serve on school boards.
That's why Maryland delegate Eric Ludke says it's time to take a closer look at how school board members are paid.
They're spending 20 hours a week on this work and getting paid very little for it. And I think that poses a challenge for us in terms of getting the best people to run.
The Democrat and former Montgomery County public school teacher wants to create a process to periodically evaluate the pay of school board members. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,558, the NASDAQ at 68,89. Sports, college basketball, another win for the 15th-ranked Maryland women. NFL, the Eagles win. The late game goes to the Steelers. The Wizards and Caps both idle. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 301, pushing out of the Brandywine area and up toward the split. Looks like we had a crash right before you get up towards Shortcut Road. Left lane now blocked, according to police now at the scene. So a little bit of volume starting to form here. Virginia, the volume with us for sure. Dale City toward the Occoquan. 66 starting to bunch up just a bit in the Manassas interchanges and pushing up towards Centerville, but nothing reported along the way. Now, D.C., 295 southbound, had some volume quickly that was forming, merging off of 50 in the BW Parkway toward Eastern Avenue. DDOT crews say if something was there, looks like it's moved along with travel lanes there, now open. Update sponsored by Shop Vac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Hurry to Lowe's. Pick up your Shop Vac brand wet dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting at $79. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around early. Other than that, we are in excellent shape in terms of travel weather as we move on through today. We'll continue to see plenty of sunshine breaking out, 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Haymarket, 36 in La Plata, 41 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by ShopVac. Time Magazine's publisher is getting new owners, including the Koch brothers. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
AM 630.
Happy Cyber Monday. Joining us at 7:05, Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, it's Trevor Maddich. Big game on Thanksgiving. He'll recap it for us. At 8:05, it's Steve Moore. And at 8:35, Josh Krushauer. Congress is back, and he'll tell us what we can expect from them if they actually do any work. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colanese, who is toiling hard for you this morning.
I am, because, you know, this is going to be a very busy week, and one you're going to want to pay attention to the details on this, because the president's back from Florida now, getting back yesterday from working remotely at the Winter White House, as well as tweeting a bunch, as you may have seen, and golfing with people like Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. So he had a nice Thanksgiving break. Scheduled this week, though, as he hits the ground running, Monday, today, he's expected to have lunch with Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, and some Republican senators. As of last night, we weren't sure of which ones precisely, but it's not surprising. He wants to meet with these Republican senators for a bunch of reasons. One of them is to get tax reform through the Senate. That's essential, and they want to do that this week. They'd like to get that legislation passed so they can move on to some of the final stages here. And there's that. They have to also come up with a plan to avert a government shutdown, which it will happen if they don't fund the government by the end of the year. Remember that deal with Chuck and Nancy that the president negotiated, that short-term extension? Well, the bill's coming due. And when it does, will Republicans be able to successfully avert that government shutdown with the help of Democrats? Or are Democrats going to force the country into government shutdown mode in an effort to get a DREAM Act, or at least a DACA recipient act of some kind, passed to keep all of those illegal immigrants who had received deferred action by the Obama administration to keep them permanently in the United States? That's what Democrats want. And we're hearing noises that they're sort of threatening to shut the government down if they don't get it. So that's one of the big fights. Now, again, Monday, today, is when you're going to have Republican senators lunching with the president. Tomorrow, the president of the United States joins the Senate Republican policy lunch. And that's to try and get them, you know, to rally them before their vote on taxes. And then tomorrow afternoon, the president's going to meet at the White House with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell, what we call the Big Four, to discuss this year-end spending deal. Axios reports that Jim Mattis may actually join as well in order to influence them on how important defense spending is to all of this. Wednesday, Trump travels to Missouri. He's going to give a speech this week promoting tax cuts. Thursday, he and First Lady Melania Trump are going to participate in a ceremony to light the national Christmas tree. Then on Friday, lunch again with Tillerson and Mattis. It seems like the president likes to have lunch on an almost daily basis, Mary.
Well, wouldn't you like to have lunch on almost a daily basis? I think that's what he does. That's how he negotiates. He does it in a relaxed setting. And
lunch should be had on a daily basis. That's my conceit.
Yeah, you can do it, especially if you get to eat at McDonald's, right?
Right. So he's got this. We're expecting a vote on this tax reform bill this week. So there's a lot here. I want to jump into some of the other stuff that's going on though in Congress, and we'll be touching on taxes with Steve Moore when we talk to him at 8:05 this morning to get the latest. I know he's got intel for us to share, so that I'm excited to ask him about what that is. But you know, Congress is also grappling with all these sexual harassment allegations, and you've got a situation where two Democrats, one in the House, one in the Senate, have been accused of all sorts of things. You have Al Franken, who, you know, more women have come out now and talked about how he is a butt grabber during photos. And he's been giving interviews basically saying he's not stepping down. He's sorry that it happened, but he doesn't remember these experiences with these women. He's saying, look, I take thousands and thousands of photos. I don't recall these specific scenarios, but he's pledging to do better, and he's just showing up to work. He issued a Thanksgiving apology this past week, obviously on Thanksgiving Day, and he pledged to regain the trust of his constituents. He said the following in his statement released to the Minnesota Star Tribune. Listen to this. Quote, I've met tens of thousands of people and taken thousands of photographs, often in crowded and in chaotic situations. I'm a warm person. I hug people. I've learned from recent stories that in some of those encounters, I crossed the line for some women, and I know that any number is too many. All right, well, the allegation is not that he was, like, hugging and has, you know, 15-inch diameter hands. right? Where it's like, oh, I accidentally touched both your neck and your butt at the same time. No, that's not that's not what the allegation is. The allegation is that you are cup and tail, like, and just giving it the old grab and squeeze during these photos. So meanwhile, like, while everybody's calling for H.W. Bush's head for, you know, every time he rolls up in a wheelchair and cracks a joke about David Copperfield, you've got Al Franken being accused of something very similar in addition to what he was already accused of by Leanne Tweeden of forcibly kissing her in a disgusting way. And also, you know, there's that famous photo now of him hovering over her, if not groping, simulating groping her while she's sleeping. And so he's got a lot to deal with, and Democrats, by and large, kind of staying supportive of Al Franken despite all this. So it looks like at this point, like, there's not going to be enough pressure for him to actually resign his job.
No, I think you're right. I don't think he will resign his job. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know whether he's going to have to be forced out. But the smart thing for Democrats is for him to say, oh, he called for an ethics investigation into himself. Because as we know, going in front of the ethics committee is the best way to slow something down. It'll take forever. Americans have the attention span of golden retriever puppies, and we'll forget about it. You know, people, oh, well, that was a long time ago. Yeah, whatever happened with that, people will forget about it. So that's the beautiful thing for Democrats as far as that goes. Now, I'm going to say where he says that he doesn't remember, you know, any of these women taking any of these photos, I'm going to defend him in that, in the sense of, I bet you he doesn't remember taking the photos with any of these women, because he does take photos with a lot of women, so he probably doesn't remember. Does he remember what he did as far as, you know, squeezing people's butts and doing inappropriate things?
Right.
I'm going to go with yes. Notice he didn't address that. He just said, you know, I'm so sorry if I, you know, went too far with any of these women. I take a lot of photos with people. It was a very carefully worded statement, which probably technically he's telling the truth.
Right. Well, look, there's one thing here. He's trying to avoid what is now called victim blaming. When people defend themselves, they're not allowed to victim blame and say that the person is wrong. He just wants to push past this because he realized that he'll just kick a hornet's nest, especially in his own party, if he starts attacking the women. The other thing, though, is, as you said, he hasn't addressed, do you have the impulse, and have you ever indulged in the impulse to grab tail during these photos? And if the answer to that question is yes, then you know. I mean, he knows internally. Come on. He knows if he's done this in the past. He knows the answer to it. And these carefully worded answers are, I think, a clear indication that he knows the truth. And I imagine a lot of Democrats do, too. But they like his politics, and they don't want to lose him.
Exactly. And do you honestly think if he was asked that question directly, point blank, do you have this impulse? Do you seriously think he's going to answer truthfully?
No, he'll just talk about how the women are right to have whatever feelings they have, and he's sorry that they do. That would be the way he would answer that.
Or he's just going to flat out say no.
Congressman John Conyers also under fire. A lot has changed for him in the last 24 hours. You should also hear how Nancy Pelosi is defending him. All that straight ahead. 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I know we're off to a pretty decent start right now around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. No major incidents to report. Maryland, top side of the Beltway. A little bit of volume here starting to form through Silver Spring. Volume with us on 270, Urbana-Hyattstown, leaving Brandywine, pushing north on 301. Had the crash right near the split. Looks like that's back over to the shoulder again, but a little bit of a distraction. 301 near Route 5. Let's go Virginia, 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, slowing. Metro Rail, I need to keep reminding you this. This is a pretty big deal with this construction project. The Capital Improvement Project closes the Tacoma Metro Station through December 10th, and no trains between Silver Spring and Fort Totten. Now, they do have buses set up, but a limited bus service, so plan accordingly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, some clouds this morning are going to give way to generally sunny skies this afternoon, a high of 59 degrees. Tonight, we'll have clear skies with a low of 38. And then tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 61. Tomorrow night, clear, low of 43. Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
How do you take that 401k and make it last in retirement? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
All right, so I mentioned John Conyers. Some news about him this weekend. One, going into the weekend, you had a congresswoman by the name of Kathleen Rice. She's from New York. She called on Conyers to resign. She's a Democrat, so that was a big sign when you start losing Democrats here. They said that people are sick and tired of the rules in Washington for politicians like me being different than they are for regular people, she said. So she's calling on him to resign. Conyers has stepped aside now as the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee. You remember him from a week or so ago. Remember when he was going hard after Jeff Sessions when he was testifying before the Judiciary Committee. He said, quote, "In light of the attention drawn by recent allegations made against me, I have notified the Democratic leader of my request to step aside as ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee during the investigation of these matters." That investigation for the 88-year-old Conyers is in the House Ethics Committee. This follows Conyers being accused first on Monday. BuzzFeed put out a report that said that he had paid a woman more than $27,000 of taxpayer money under a confidentiality agreement to settle a 2015 complaint that she was fired from his office because she rejected his sexual advances. Also, another woman, Melanie Sloan. Is this the same Melanie Sloan who worked with Crew? It might be. She worked with Conyers on the House Judiciary Committee. She says she was called into the long-serving congressman's office, Fox News reports, to discuss an issue and found him, quote, walking around in his underwear. So there's that, the old walking around in the underwear trick. John Conyers trying that move. Didn't work. So he's under investigation. Now there's pressure now on people like Conyers, of course, to resign. So how is Nancy Pelosi handling this? Listen to our conversation with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday.
You said there's now a zero tolerance.
Yes.
John Conyers, what does that mean for him right now?
Let's say
in or out.
We are strengthened by due process. Mm-hmm. Just because someone is accused, and was it one accusation? Is it two? I think there has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He has done a great deal to protect women. Violence Against Women Act, which the left wing, right wing is now quoting me as praising him for his work on that, and he did great work on that. But the fact is, as John reviews his case, which he knows, which I don't, I believe he will
Why
do.
Don't you?
I believe that
well,
he
how
will.
Is it that
excuse
you
me.
Don't?
May I finish my
sure,
sentence?
Sure.
That he will do the right thing.
What, and is the right thing what? Resign?
He will do the right thing in terms of what he knows about his situation, that he's entitled to due process, but women are entitled to due process right. as well.
Wait, but he got it. He took advantage of a situation where he had the rules of Congress, and I know you guys want to change these rules, right. but he got to hide his settlement. He got to, his accusers had to go through all sorts of craziness. So why is he entitled to new due process in this case?
No, we are talking about what we have heard. I've asked the Ethics Committee to review that.
Yeah.
He has said he'd be open. It will cooperate.
Do you believe
with
the accusers?
Review. Excuse me?
Do you believe John Conyers is accused?
I don't know who they are. Do you? They have not really come forward.
Look at this.
And that gets
so you don't know if you believe the accusations?
What? That's for the Ethics Committee to review.
Look
I believe
at this.
He understands what is at stake here, and he will do the right thing.
This is the way you trick Nancy Pelosi into becoming a constitutional scholar. Like, all of a sudden, she's for due process. She's for the women not being believed until their story is tried in a court of law or by the House Ethics Committee. She's for making sure that John Conyers is considered innocent until proven guilty. Suddenly, she is just a due process warrior. Now she's for everyone involved getting their time in court for this to be fully fleshed out. This is incredible stuff. And something that a lot of Republicans took notice of yesterday, because guess what? The Democratic Party has been very hypocritical on this question. Due process for some, not for what, Roy Moore? I mean, so what's the standard here?
Well, the standard's very clear. They have to be a Democrat, and then they get due process. If they are a Republican, we have to drive them from the public square. I mean, that's pretty simple.
She's called Roy Moore a child molester.
Yeah.
On the basis of accusations. Again, the move she pulled was, I don't know these women. Oh, so you're telling me you know Roy Moore's accusers? Nancy Pelosi? From California. You know them? Or sorry, from D.C. Pick one. I don't remember you being in Alabama all that often. How do you know these women? Precisely, Nancy Pelosi. If the standard is now that you have to know the women to credibly believe them. 622 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Stepping into the unknown. It can be difficult to find the way, but with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by AAA. I want you to be very careful on the Maryland Beltway heading through Silver Spring and College Park. This is important to note on the inner loop of the Beltway as you come out of Bethesda. You're up at speed, which normally we are at the morning rush hour. However, something unusual, right as you come past, looks like Colesville Road, you're going to slam on the brakes here past University Boulevard, getting to the exit for 270, so don't want you to get caught off guard. The inner loop of the Beltway approaching the exit for 95. Looks like we have an incident there at the exit ramp. It's always very tricky there. On the outer loop side, as you merge off of 95 and around toward George Avenue, the normal stop and go. On 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing. 66, we're bunched up a bit here now through Manassas towards Centerville, as expected with the commute. On 28 northbound coming out of Manassas Park with the volume up toward Compton Road, but nothing reported there along the way. Triple A gets gets to you faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Excellent start here to a new work week. It's a full week this week. A lot of clouds around this morning in places, otherwise clear, then sunny for most of us through most of the day, 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees, 627 on WMAL. She's got the look.
All right, this is, women can understand this. How many times have you gone out of the door and you realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to put mascara on, or I forgot to put makeup on totally, which has happened to me. I've actually left the house and had on two different shoes. That's happened as well, but this isn't going to help me with that. But 7-Eleven is launching a low-cost makeup line that's going to be obviously available in their stores. It's called Simply Me. So it's the Simply Me beauty brand, and they launched on November 21st. All right, so they put a press release out. They're going to feature 40 items, all priced between $3 and $5. Now, I actually took the time to sit and watch someone test out this makeup, and I have to say, she looks pretty good at the end of it, except for her choice of gold lipstick, which I think was unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But they have lip gloss, they have mascara, everything you can possibly imagine. Which at first I was like, really? 7-Eleven? Gonna buy my makeup at 7-Eleven? Never gonna happen.
Did they show the after video when the woman had like the paralyzing rash the next day?
No, she looks pretty good. She looks. I have to tell you, she's made. You know, I didn't. It's a 20-minute video, so much. I will admit that I went to the beginning and then kind of fast forwarded my way through.
It's a good way to watch videos.
Yeah, but listen, is it going to be the best makeup in the world? No, it's between $3 and $5. But in a pinch, you know, how many times I have done it where I have gone out the door and forgotten to put mascara, and I'm like, oh, and then I have to run around and try to find a pharmacy to go buy mascara. And then I have to, but now I've got another mascara that's cost me, you know, $15 or whatever it costs, and where I could just go to 7-Eleven and buy a cheap mascara for $3 to $5 while I get some coffee. That's so convenient. So I have to say, I'm actually kind of loving this idea.
Nothing.
I am not scoffing and laughing at this. They even sell false eyelashes, so they sell everything.
Well, nothing says beauty like crushing a Slurpee while putting on your mascara.
Right. And then you could do it in the car while you drive.
Yes, that's right. 6:29 on WMAL.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
All right, coming up, is Santa Claus going to make an appearance in your paycheck this year? Christmas bonuses. There's actually some news about those nationwide. Coming up, 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Who's the boss at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? That's more than just a rhetorical question today. Two people may show up this morning, both insisting they're in charge. And one of them, Leandra English, has actually filed a lawsuit.
The stage is set here for a potential showdown. A source does tell CNN that Mick Mulvaney, the president's pick to lead this bureau, will show up for work later this morning. But this lawsuit filed last night says that the president has no authority to name Mulvaney as his pick, especially when someone else is already lined up.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Congress is back this week with a daunting workload ahead of them. Republicans want to get a tax reform bill passed, and Congress must do something to avert a shutdown when the government runs out of money after December 8th. Minnesota Senator Al Franken says he is embarrassed and ashamed by allegations of sexual misconduct, but in his first media interview since being accused by several women, Franken says he looks forward to returning to work today and gradually regaining voters' trust. The Virginia State Board of Elections meets today and will decide whether to certify the results of the very tight 28th District House race in Northern Virginia. Their decision was postponed from last week, and State Republican Chairman John Whitbeck says the GOP is prepared to sue if the board does not act today to certify the results.
Remember, the head of the SBE, there are three members of the SBE, two are Democrats, One is a Republican. So shocker that they're continuing to delay this.
Democrats tried to block the certification because of a ballot mix-up. New this morning, the British royal household has confirmed that Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle are engaged. It'll be a June wedding. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,558, the NASDAQ at 68,89. Sports sponsored by Staples. College basketball, the Maryland women win again. NFL, the Eagles win. The Steelers beat the Packers in the late game. The Ravens play Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? This weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
For the families of our wounded heroes, there's nothing quite like being there.
I got here through the Fisher House Foundation.
We provide a home away from home.
They told me that we were going to have a place to stay and that we were going to be able to be flown out here.
So that they can support their loved one who is experiencing a personal medical crisis.
That was like the biggest relief.
Join NOVAC in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry, because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we have an unusual backup on the Maryland Beltway heading through Silver Spring toward College Park. So please keep alert. Not expected. You're normally buzzing along here just after Colesville Road. Brake lights up ahead. The crash at the exit as you would merge onto 95. Right at that exit, those lanes that would take you around the curve to 95 northbound. Vehicle reported to be overturned. Turned in that crash. So a lot going on. So be prepared on the inner loop side. Outer loop, you're used to this. We have the stop and go as you merge off of 95 around toward George Avenue. Used to it, yes, but it is gets tiring. 295, let's go southbound as you pass Eastern Avenue, seeing some of that stop and go toward Benning Road, East Capitol Street. Lanes there reported open. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, starting to see those delays. Volume near 210. Had the earlier crash coming out of Brandywine earlier. That's important to note. It's gone. Northbound 5. North northbound 5 right at the split there, 301. So finding travel lanes open at a much better pace. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and spots this morning. Other than that, you're clear and mostly sunny for the afternoon, 59. Clear, chilly tonight, 38, but that's about where we should be. The suburbs will be colder. Tuesday, more sunshine, 61. Wednesday, more sun than clouds. Highs again in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Burke, 33 in Greenbelt, 38 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
I hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Let's talk about what's coming up. 7:05 this morning, Joe DiGenova is going to join us, break down all the legal news, including who's going to win that fight at the CFPB. Who's the boss this morning? 7:35, Trevor Maddich is going to break down the Redskins season. What's ahead? What are their chances of making the playoffs now? 8:05, Steve Moore is going to give us some secret insight into the tax debate, or at least I hope so. And then at 8:35, Josh Krauscher from National Journal is going to cover all that's going on in Congress. There's so much to tell you about there. That's all ahead. Vince Collins alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I want to know if this is going to be an extra special Merry Christmas this year or an extra special Happy Holiday, because according to accounting principles, Washington Examiner here said that the average bonus this year, Christmas bonus, is going to jump from $1,081 last year to over almost $1,800 this year. Human resource officers from about 500 corporations anticipate a 66% increase in cash Christmas bonuses.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing. 39% of companies are going to give employees other perks throughout the year instead of just one big bonus. 38% are going to give to a charitable donation, a charity donation in lieu of a bonus. That was 31% last year. I'm not quite sure how that helps me, the employee, if you give a gift to a charity in my name, especially the Human Fund, right?
The Human Fund.
Remember that? 33% of HR managers say that asking a boss for a bonus directly will increase the likelihood of getting a bonus. And only 15% thought that in 2016. So 63% in companies overall plan to give bonuses this year. 63% up a great portion, as I said, from last year. Good percentage from last year. It was only 31% last year, 38% giving charitable donations, and on and on. So here's what I want to know. Do you work with a company where bonuses, end of year bonuses, Christmas bonuses, New Year's bonuses, call them whatever you will. Do you work in a company where that's a thing, where that's something that you expect and you look forward to every year? Or, and the other thing is, would you prefer that? Like, if you had your druthers, would you prefer an end of the year bonus, a nice little present in your check? Or would you prefer what 39% of companies say they do, where they give employees other perks throughout the year instead of a bonus? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I dig the bonuses, obviously. I mean, who wouldn't? Like, just in terms of self-interest, you're like, yeah, I got a little extra cash. And it does, to the extent that it can buy loyalty, it does endear you to your boss. If a bonus ends up showing up, you get that email, or if he tells you, like, or she, in 2017, it's he or she, I should mention that. They come to you and they're like, hey, you know, you're getting a bonus this year. Well done. Nice job. Don't tell anybody else. You're the only one who got one. or whatever the setup is. I think that's cool. I think it's funny that it said something like, you mentioned 33% of hiring managers say that if you ask about Christmas bonuses, it increases the likeliness that you'll get it. Suggesting that the broad majority of hiring managers suggest, do not ask that question. You know, is there a chance you could talk yourself out of a Christmas bonus if you're the annoying employee who's, like, hectoring the bosses? Like, hey, are we getting a Christmas bonus? What about the Christmas bonus? And eventually they're like, you know what? John is so annoying that we're not going to give him a Christmas bonus just to spite him for regularly asking for one.
Well, no, they actually say it increases your chances of getting a bonus.
33% do. 33% of hiring managers.
But it was only 15% last year.
Yeah, okay, but what about the other 66.9 or whatever percent who say...
That's true.
What are they saying? They might be saying, no, this is a terrible idea.
That is very true. And if you're a business owner, how do you decide? Does everybody get the same amount? Does everybody get the same amount of bonus? Because I worked in a company where we rarely, in this industry, you rarely get Christmas bonuses. That just doesn't exist. But I did work in a company once where they did give out a bonus. But the weird thing was, listen, employees talk. So some people got cash in their check and some people got cookies.
Huh.
That to me is not a good policy because employees do talk. And if you find out that some people got cash and some people got cookies, that's probably not a good thing.
Oh, man, that's rough. If you accidentally walk into it, you're like, hey, so that's pretty nice that they gave us all cash bonuses, huh? What? You say with like a cookie falling out of your mouth.
Exactly.
There were cash bonuses? Because I just got cookies. You got cookies? Exactly. Oh, I need cookies too.
So I think if you're an employer, you either give everybody cookies or you give everybody cash. Now, you don't have to give the same amount of cash because people probably won't talk about the dollar amount. Uh-huh. But I think you need to be consistent across the board. 888-630-9625. Nick in Ashburn, you kick it off for us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. You expecting a bonus?
Yeah, I got one. We got ours in November. But the thing is, the government's going to take half of those, and it's not the best way to get money to your employees if you have extra. The best thing I like is stock grants.
Oh, okay. You do something like that. How do you feel about cookies?
Yeah, those are good too, and that's my preference. The bonus, when the government takes half. Yeah, you get a $2,000 bonus, and then you get $1,000 of it after the government's done taking their half. It just, I don't know, it kind of makes me mad.
Good point. How about some cash, baby? Give me a cash bonus. That's what I want.
Yeah, no, I agree. An envelope with a little bit of cash in it. But you know what, though, Vince? Nick's right. They're still going to get part of that. There's no way your boss can't do the paperwork to show that they gave you that cash.
Not if we don't tell them about it, Mary.
We work in radio. It's not really much of a risk in this industry.
More from you in a moment. 644 on WML.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tomorrow, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Indy Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, the Maryland Beltway. You heard me talk about this crash on the inner loop trying to get out of Silver Spring and into College Park. Well, it's escalating because now they have the exit to 95 completely shut down with this overturn. So inner loop of the Beltway cannot access 95 northbound. So what you want to do, stay to those far left lanes, try to avoid some of the confusion there, and head around toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and go north through that stretch. So expect that. to pick up delays. Outer loop of the Beltway with travel lanes open off of 95 slows around to Georgia Avenue. 270, here we come. The volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, again in Germantown and Rockville. 66, we're pushing a bit slow as you head through Manassas toward Centerville. Again, as you approach 50 Fair Oaks and up at the Beltway. 395, here we come. Through the Landmark area, slowing again at the 14th Street Bridge. But the big story right now is the closure of that exit ramp on the Maryland Beltway. I'll keep you posted. Interloop and College Park, no access from the Interloop to go north on 95. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push of dry weather now in. Temperatures are going to get milder over the next few days, approaching or getting above 60 degrees and no precipitation expected. Clouds and spots this morning. Other than that, you're clear and mostly sunny for the afternoon, 59. Clear, chilly tonight, 38, but that's about where we should be. The suburbs will be colder. Tuesday, more sunshine, 61. Wednesday, more sun than clouds. Highs again in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
38 degrees at Reagan National, 647 on WMAL.
Tis the season. You're getting a Christmas bonus? Well, more companies are saying that, yeah, you know what? We plan on giving out a Christmas bonus this year, and the amount of the bonus going up nationwide, an average of just a little shy of $1,800. Do you prefer that? Or, you know, some people said, hey, I'd rather get stock options. What about a Christmas party? I've worked in companies where if you got a Christmas party, you knew you weren't getting bonuses. Like, you knew that one time we all got station sweatshirts and we knew we weren't even getting a Christmas party that year. That was it. You got a sweatshirt.
Yeah, but it's like a warm hug.
Yes, that's nice. Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what it's. And the government can't take half of it.
Yeah.
So there is. 888-630-9625. And if you're an employer, want to know from you, how do you navigate this? You know, there are probably some people more deserving than others, but employees talk. How do you navigate that? Radu in Potomac. Good morning, Radu. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you get a bonus?
Good morning. No, I do not. I have a very good salary, but I'm in an industry where you simply don't get bonuses. Now, I would prefer to obviously get a bonus, and I would prefer to get it at the end of the year. Now, what Nick said before me was 100% correct. My wife happens to have, again, a very good job. She has a very good income, and she gets good bonuses, but they take about 52 to 54% of her, you know, bonuses. Now, I lived under socialism and I lived under communism in Eastern Europe, and you know that is like Sweden, where my sister-in-law lives, where they take 70% of your income on a regular basis. So it's ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, in the industry where you simply don't get it, so I don't expect it. But you know, I can't complain. I'm doing pretty well. Thank you
very much, Radu. That's amazing how much to think that you would give 60-70% to the government, nevertheless 50% to the government, just to get a nice present. You know, just to give your employees something nice, you've got to give somebody else this, basically the same exact thing. It's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous. 888-630-9625. Let's head over to Kurt in Westminster. Kurt, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Kurt, you getting a bonus this year?
Yeah. How you doing there? Well, what I told the call screener is the last two jobs that I have had where they've said, oh, we're going to pay you such a salary because we give out bonuses, I have negotiated a higher salary and said, I can forgo those stupid bonuses. Of course, I didn't say that during the interview, but I'm thinking you can forgo the stupid bonuses because I've never gotten one in 32 years of doing work. I've had many companies say, we give out bonuses, but they don't. They always come up with an excuse, and what it is, it's a way for them to try to pay you less throughout the year, and then they come up with a bogus excuse. Well, your location did okay, but the corporation as a whole didn't do well. So we're not giving out bonuses this year. It's like I get pretty tired of these guys telling you you're going to get.
There
a
you go. That's what it, Kurt. This is great, Kurt. Because strategically, it makes sense. Like, why not? You know, let's not take something up. Let's not leave something up to chance. Let's just pad a little bit my salary. Let's take bonuses off the table entirely, and I never have to worry about whether or not that bonus shows up because I already have that insurance policy.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much for that, Kurt. 650 now on WMAL.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It's important if you're working with an advisor
or you're thinking about working with an advisor, that you spend more time talking about what you want to accomplish in retirement than the investments and or products that are available to achieve those outcomes. It is critically important.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
You're congested. You have difficulty breathing through your nose. You have pressure and pain above your eyes, below your eyes, and it's been going on for years. You've gone to the doctor, been to urgent care, and it's always the same thing, right? Antibiotics and nasal sprays. You may suffer from chronic sinus infections. You're stuck and tired of just treating the symptoms. The good news? There are thousands of people who've suffered just like you, but now their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of the Sinus Institute of Northern Virginia, called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with the congestion, the pain, the sinus infections. Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call and set an appointment today with the Sinus Institute of Northern Virginia. Call 703-258-7377. 703-258-7377. That's 703-258-7377.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tomorrow, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. All new tomorrow, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
All right, 6:53 now. Time to see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. Futures are higher on this Cyber Monday. Stocks are coming off record closes on the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Markets are all higher in Europe right now, mostly lower in Asia. Crude oil is just a touch lower. Retailers are hoping to do big sales online today. Adobe Analytics says shopping from your phone or your tablet will beat PCs for the first year ever. And a big seller from Black Friday, guns. The FBI had a record 203,000 background check requests. We'll see if that continues today. Britain's Prince Harry has announced his engagement to American actress Meghan Markle, and royal weddings can mean big bucks in the UK. Harry's fifth in line to that throne. Better Homes and Gardens parent Meredith is buying Sports Illustrated parent Time Inc. This also combines People and Entertainment Weekly with Family Circle as the magazine business struggles and consolidates. And number one at the box office over the weekend was Disney Pixar's Coco. Warner Brothers' Justice League was number two. Lionsgate's Wonder was number three. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about a great opportunity that my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams just told me about. Imagine owning or investing in your very own weekend getaway destination with sunshine, relaxation, water recreation, and spectacular views nestled along the Potomac River. Welcome to Colonial Beach Luxury Condominium Living at its best. Conveniently located on the boardwalk in the quaint golf cart community of Colonial Beach, Colonial Beach Luxury Condos have the latest amenities you expect. This can be your very own getaway. Plus, the investment potential can be endless, such as Airbnb, a vacation rental, tax benefits, as well as a solid long-term investment. This is what you've been waiting for. Colonial Beach Luxury Waterfront Condo Living. There's a limited number of units available, so call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to colonialbeachluxury.com. That's colonialbeachluxury.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway putting the brakes on because of this crash and the closure coming off of the inner loop to go north on 95. So many commuters do that. They're not able to use that ramp right now. So if you're heading around, say, from Colesville Road, be very cautious because brake lights, and it'll be quite intense to get over to 95. What you want to do, if you can, stay to the far left and then continue past that exit. Take Route 1, BW Parkway, head in the northbound direction. Southbound Baltimore, Washington Parkway and Laurel, the crash is going to be just after the exit for 197. Oh, I'm looking at this accident in Forestville, Beltway, Maryland, inner loop just as you pass the exit for Route 4. Crash quickly over to the right shoulder, so brief distraction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running high pressure all over the place over the next few days. That's going to keep a lot of sunshine around and mild temperatures back into the forecast. Average high this time of year, 53. Today, with sunshine, any clouds around this morning will go away. We'll make it up to 59 later. Tonight, mainly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 61. And on Wednesday, more sun than clouds. Highs will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees, 657 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
All right, and ABC's This Week yesterday, I was flipping through and watching that program, and as I was watching, they have their, like, panel, and they were talking about the reason that Roy Moore still has any support in Alabama. It's very hard for people in Washington, D.C. to understand it. And this is best enunciated by Cokie Roberts, the veteran journalist and the ABC employee who was on yesterday on that program. Listen to her explanation for why she thinks women in Alabama still support Roy Moore.
One of the things that to keep in mind is in the base, even women are suspicious about these sexual harassment claims. And part of the reason for that is that women who are not in fancy white collar jobs often have really awful things happen to them on the job. They are assaulted. They are raped. They have horrible things happen to them. And so when they hear women say, he talked dirty to me or he came on to me, they think, big deal. That's not what happened to me. What happened to me is so much worse. And so there's not that same sense of affinity.
But it's teenagers.
I get it. Trust me.
Teenagers.
I have 14-year-old grandchildren.
What goes through their heads in that? That doesn't seem to work as an analysis.
Well, maybe they just decide. I think they decide that the kids are telling a lie.
That was Martha Raddatz giving her a little bit of pushback. But where the pushback should have been is assuming that women in Alabama are so routinely sexually assaulted and raped that they don't care about these allegations, that they consider them weak tea. That's what Cokie Roberts is saying. And it's ludicrous.
But again, this is just another example of why Trump won. Again, because they just keep proving over and over and over again that they don't understand life outside the bubble.
No, not at all. In fact, this is Cokie Roberts clearly trying to rationalize how any woman could possibly support Roy Moore. She doesn't understand it. So in her head, she's thinking, well, it must be all of the sexual assault that Alabama women experience. That must explain this, because now they see these allegations and think, oh, those are weak compared to what I've experienced. And you hear something like that, and what that means is she's ruled out things like, you know, like people not believing the media and people not believing the women, or people being so used to D.C. telling them what to do and so sick of hearing it. And Cokie Roberts is playing right into it. Unbelievable stuff. Here's what's coming up next, though, on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Joe DiGenova will be joining us. We have a lot to talk to him about. We'll talk about Conyers stepping down and what's going on with Congress coming back.
Yeah, Congress is coming back. That's right. And you should hear what the Washington Post says about Alex Ovechkin and the fact that he has a relationship with Vladimir Putin at all. They are shocked. We'll tell you why that's insane. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau today is an agency with two bosses, only one of whom may legitimately hold the title of acting director. Leandra English was elevated to interim director by its outgoing director, but President Trump has named his own interim chief, so English has gone to court.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, one of the architects of the agency, is asserting the president is overstepping his authority, arguing English is entitled to the position under the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Law, which states the deputy director becomes acting director when the agency's top spot becomes vacant. But the White House, citing a different law, the Federal Vacancies Reform Act, which allows the president to temporarily appoint an acting head to an agency already confirmed by the Senate.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Metro Rail Red Line commuters, a reminder, a four-mile stretch of the Red Line is now shut down for the next 2 weeks for major track work. From now through Sunday, December 10th, there are no trains operating between Silver Spring and Fort Totten stations. Well, today we may find out which party will control the Virginia House of Delegates. The State Board of Elections decides whether to certify the results of the crucial 28th District House race.
Virginia's Board of Elections delayed certifying the results because some voters got ballots for the wrong House race. Chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, John Whitbeck, tells the Larry O'Connor Show if the board doesn't certify the votes today, they'll file a lawsuit.
That directs a government official to do what they're required to do. In this case, the State Board of Elections certifying that Bob Thomas is the winner.
Last week, a federal judge denied a request by Democrats to block the certification and said they may need to hold a new election. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tax reform will be topic A as lawmakers return to Capitol Hill today.
There's not a lot of time left if Congress wants to get tax reform done by the end of the year. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott knows it won't be easy. He tells ABC's This Week.
Well, I do believe in prayer, number one, and I hope that we get it done by Christmas. If not, we'll be here through Christmas. At the end of the year so that we can make sure that we provide tax relief for those working families like the one I grew up in.
But Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe crystallizes the sentiments of a lot of Democrats on the bill.
It's going to hurt our citizens.